Everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're talking this morning with Kyle Pote from the Kentucky Department of Highways, Chief Engineer, District 1. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, you guys have got a lot of projects going on in Western Kentucky. And first of all, tell us an update about the bridge just past the radio station.
Sure. Yeah, so the bridge is here just up the road from the radio station. We have three of those that are nearing completion. The fourth bridge is actually a steel truss bridge, and so that those parts are currently being fabricated. Expect delivery of those here fairly soon. Ultimately, the completion date for that entire stretch of bridges is late November, 1st of December, and we're still on track.
Good.
So we don't see any issues that we won't meet that.
Well, good. I know that other projects are moving quickly. Scale Road was still expected to be closed, and you guys have got it reopened.
Yeah. No, you know, all of our guys, they work really hard. So I'm just proud of everybody we have across all 12 counties. But, yes, so the project there on Scale Road, Marsh County guys, in conjunction with our contractor, was able to get that culvert replaced faster than we thought. I think about a week and a half or so ahead of schedule. So, good news, and even more impressive considering the heat that we've had here lately.
Yeah. How do you guys manage that, working in the heat? I mean, do they adjust their hours?
They do. Yeah. Most of our crews, through the summer, and especially as it starts getting hot, they will start coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and or we try to stage critical things that maybe are very labor-intensive during the night hours. Both from a traffic standpoint, but as well as a heat standpoint, obviously take frequent breaks, watch out for each other, make sure you know the signs of heat exhaustion, and just really take extra care during these times.
Yeah, and once it's, you know, the heat comes in, it's going to be here for
a while. Yeah, that's welcome to Western Kentucky.
Exactly, where you can wear it.
Yes.
Right. Now give everyone an update on I-24. I know I live in Lyon County, and so I don't take I-24. I go the other way,
yeah.
As do 152 other people.
Yes.
Now.
So we've actually, you know, we've got two projects going on there on I-24. One is the pavement rehab project that we've been doing that starts there at the Cumberland River Bridge and then heads towards the Tennessee River Bridge. And then we have the actual bridge rehab project, painting of the Tennessee River Bridge itself. So two different contracts, two different contractors. So the bulk of that lane closure that you've seen out there over the last 6 weeks to 2 months on I-24 has been the pavement rehab portion.
Gotcha.
That is wrapping up this Friday night.
Oh, wow.
So sometime through the overnight hours of Friday night into Saturday, we will have the lane closure down through the bulk of that area, both eastbound and westbound. Now, the bridge repair project, bridge painting project there at the Tennessee River Bridge, it doesn't have a scheduled completion until end of the year, November, December timeframe. It is on schedule, but it's still going to be some amount of time here with the lane closure right at that bridge on both the eastbound and westbound. But I think, you know, the bigger thing here that people have noticed is the longer lane closure because of the pavement project. Mm-hmm. Again, that goes away this Friday night into Saturday, so you should see some relief. Just in time for 4th of July. Yeah, so there should be some relief there.
Yeah, I was going to say Swanee hasn't seen that much traffic since the old seafood restaurant was there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, you know, we've had a lot of calls on that one, both from locals as well as people that are traveling. You know, one of the things that people don't see is that they think, well, you've got a lane closure up out there during the day, but I don't ever see anybody working. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of that work is done at night, and that's due really to two reasons. One is that trying to do construction work, especially paving and getting the trucks in and out of the work zone, is compounded during normal traffic flow during the day. So we try to offset us impeding on traffic as well as traffic causing us issues getting to the job site with asphalt. Secondly is that it's just so hot and you're trying to lay that asphalt during the day and you don't get good cooling of it. And so it works better at night. It's easier on the guys doing it out there amongst all the traffic. So it's not that we haven't been doing anything. It's just we're doing it at night when the traffic flow is limited and people don't see us working.
Gotcha. Because, you know, and I'm sure that people just go by whatever their GPS tells them to do. It says, get off here.
That's right.
And you're going to save time when actually you probably wouldn't be saving much time.
Yeah, you know, I've been through there a couple times and have taken both paths just to check it out. And you can almost make it through the work zone in about the same amount of time, especially if a lot of folks have diverted down 62.
Yeah.
So, you know, but thankfully, all done this coming Friday night.
Good, good. And what else is going on I-24 around Calvert City? The rumors is it's going to be a baby Bucky.
Yeah, we've heard that as well. So it's funny, and I think some of our guys have kind of just fed into that and told people, yeah, that's what we're building out there. No, that is not what we're doing.
It's not a baby Bucky.
No, we're actually building a 10,000-ton regional salt facility. For our use, so we've had that in the makings for several years. Had looked at a couple different spots up and down the I-24 corridor. Settled upon this location there back last fall. Finally got the money obligated and fired off here about a month ago on really trying to get things built during the summertime. Our intentions is that we'll have it in operation for this winter. And so, again, it'll hold 10,000 tons of salt. So just from a perspective standpoint, that will be by far the largest facility that we have in our 12 counties. As a whole, our 12 counties, we hold roughly 25 to 28,000 tons of salt across all 12 of them. Mm-hmm. So this here will be almost half more of what we hold in its entirety. So it number one, gives us a good area to stockpile extra salt, and then we can feed out of it to our counties as we start running low on reserves, especially if we're having a hard time getting barges in to the salt depots and then in turn getting shipments to ourselves. But then secondly, it also gives us a good place for the counties that take care of I-24. So McCracken, Marshall, Lyon, Trigg, to be able to stop in, top back off, helps us keep up on top of 69 Purchase Parkway I-24 better. So it'll be a big help to us. But no, it's not a Buggies. Sorry, it's not.
But that's going to save you guys time.
Oh,
otherwise,
yes.
You're going to have to. Where do you have to go?
The closest
one is Lyon County.
So, you know, we try in every situation on all of our routes, we time out the distance that truck is going to travel from wherever it originated based on the size of the truck and how much salt it can hold and what your spreading constant is out on the road. So, for example, on I-24 there, you know, we have trucks that come out of McCracken that basically go to Calvert City and turn around. We have trucks that come from Marshall up 69 into Calvert City, as well as get the ramps there at I-24. We have trucks from Lyon that come down and also go towards Trigg County, and then Trigg County comes up to Lyon, et cetera. And so, yes, we have to time those areas of where they turn around based on how much salt they can hold. But now this lets us be able to redraw our boundaries pretty much, because now we have this fill-up station that we can do there at this regional salt shed. And so it changes the dynamics of how we map out our truck network.
Yeah, that's going to be big.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's going to be huge for us. And like I say, even if it does nothing, it just gives us an extra 10,000 tons of storage for the district. So now if we're filled up for the season, you know, we're holding 35,000-plus tons of salt, which, you know, is that takes care of us, barring some major snowstorms. That would take care of us for an entire season without ever having to go back and get additional salt.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. We're talking with Kyle Pope from the Kentucky Department of Highways. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call.